Good morning. It's 8 a.m. straight up here on Tuesday, August the 13th, 2024, on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And for the first time in about six weeks, I'm without my ears. My hearing aids, one hearing aid did not charge overnight because I messed up and I put it in its case but didn't check to make sure that it was in its charging cradle. And so this morning it's dead. D-A-I-D, dead. So it's charging now, and I put in my earbuds and had some tunes. I have much better bass response without the earbuds, without the hearing aids. The earbuds have much better bass, almost no treble, and as a result I feel like I have water in both ears. Everything is just slightly muffled. It's a little odd. I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. But, lesson learned. Make sure it goes into the cradle, not just into the case. So, baked bread yesterday, waited all day for a call from the car dealer to go finalize the deal on our new replacement used car. And when nobody even texted me before, I lost patience at 3 o'clock and called them to learn that not only was my salesman out for the day, but so was his manager out for the day, which kind of put a crimp in things in terms of moving the process along. I'm hoping that them being gone for the day means that the shop had time to finish whatever detailing, safety check, filter replacement, oil change, whatever else they were going to do to the car before they could sell it to me, or would sell it to me. So with any luck at all, I'll get it today. So I spent part of the day yesterday playing. I spent another part of the day yesterday. I've gotten hooked on Person of Interest. I'm halfway through season 4. I've only got one more season after this, so it's going to be a limited engagement eventually. I was watching like one episode a day as I was cooking, and then got to the point where it's like, be kind of fun to watch this too. And then I didn't stop watching when I stopped cooking and started eating my dinner, and so it was three And now around 3 o'clock, I shut off the computer, turn off the game rather, and fire up Prime and watch a little Person of Interest. I'm not exactly sure why. It's not exactly my cuppa. All the networking and hacking stuff is interesting, but Hollywood. But it's interesting watching as a writer and picking out the story beats, picking out the points where something inconsequential flags the story to me as being, okay, this is going to have a twist later. This is going to be important later. This bit is going to, this little throwaway bit is not throwaway. So it's intriguing to me to read, to watch this TV show and tag what might be story beats or plot points or whatever you want to call them tucked away amongst the action. And yes, I've opened a word processing file. It's becoming more and more interesting to me as my patience for doing the same 12 things over and over again as in Fallout 4 has begun to wane. There is a downside to having short-circuited most of the large-scale story arc. And the downside is what I'm left to do is wander around and find all the little side quests that I haven't done yet. And it's just sort of, I find myself playing these games. Minecraft is the same way. I find myself playing the games in an acquisition mode where the only thing I'm doing is acquiring stuff. I use some of it, but mostly I just acquire stuff. I'm in the process of outfitting my settlements. I still have one provisioner that needs his armor. I gave him a minigun already, but I think all but one, possibly two, of my provisioners now have good armor and miniguns, so that if I inadvertently trigger an encounter when they're around, they're not knocked down immediately and can give at least as good, if not better, than they get. I don't think I've never had a link break. I've never had a provisioner get killed that I didn't personally shoot them or stab them with my Steely Nine. Inadvertently, of course, but in the midst of all of the cabbage patch that sometimes these battles devolve to, it's sometimes difficult to find the friendlies in the herd. And sometimes area of effect munitions have a bit of a discrimination problem. I got a couple of ladies coming up behind me fast here. I don't know if I can outpace them or not. So what am I reading? I got through with Katie Hanna's Library Reset. What is it? Overdue. Fun story. Fun book. I liked it a lot. Sequel's coming in November, book two, and so I suspect it's going to be one of those extended reads. I will probably put it down and let it go. Where are we? Yeah, the last couple of days, yesterday I was going to get out really early, but then I realized that I had to get the bread in the oven. And by the time I got the bread out of the oven, I got things settled down after that. I didn't want to go for the walk on the off chance that the dealership would call. By the time I realized that the dealership wasn't going to call, it was way too late for me to go wandering around the neighborhood. Come on, Bonnie, get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. But we had more rain last night. Heavens opened about 9:30, rained hard for about 10 minutes and stopped. All right, I'm gonna have to cross the street because I got way too much hot concrete between me and the end of this road. Give these ladies a chance to continue their chatter without being recorded. So yeah, yesterday I got all tangled up. And so this morning, I decided that I was going to walk. And even though I started late, the temperature wasn't terrible, although it is climbing really fast. And the breeze has sort of petered off, so it's not exactly ideal, but I will live. What am I reading now? I started to talk about that and then got sidetracked. Tim Rangnow, Jump Ship. Rim Jumper? I don't know, something like that. It was a three book deal, box set. And the sample was really good, so I jumped on it. It's very much shoot 'em up. Bounty hunter in space and all of his heart of gold. Side trips. It's quite fun. It's not what you would call a deep read, but it is quite fun. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I just finished volume one. Next time I sit down, I'll start volume two. I kind of lost track of all of my fountain pens. I was down to like two inked up. I put a third one. And then the other day, not yesterday, the day before, one of the first pens I bought was a Traveler, which is the original pocket pen. They're very small. They're like 3.5 or 4 inches capped, and when posted they make almost a normal size pen. They're a little small. But this is a really old pen. It's a lever fill, what I think of as a side loader. And it has been restored, so it's got new innards in it. It's got a new ink sac, and it's got been cleaned up and balanced and stuff. And I put off putting it together, putting ink in it, and finally said, you know what, I want to know what this one feels like. There's some of these old pens, this is what we would call a vintage pen. I don't know if it's an antique yet. That is 100 years old. It's certainly older than 50. It's older than I am, I'm pretty sure. So, puts it somewhere over 70. And it's what a smooth, sweet little writer it is. What a wonderful little pen, with the sole exception that it drips. I dripped black ink on my jeans when I was just sitting, starting to write, and I turn away and look at the computer over my shoulder, and I look back and I had a drip of black ink on my jeans. And I realized that the tines are a little bit loose. They're a little bit too wide. It's supposed to be extra fine, which should be a practically spider thin line, but in the process of using it, I think I have splayed the tines out. And so it's very wet. It's laying down more than its spidery thin lines that an extra fine should. Even an American's extra fine should be much narrower. And of course, the ink I put into it is a very wet ink, a very loose ink. So not only is the nib wet, the pen wet, what they call wet, so is the ink. It's a Japanese ink made for the the extra fine and fine nibs that come out of Japan. And so, yeah, it's kind of a runny pen. I'm probably going to purge it, take its picture, make a note, and then empty it. Put what little's left in it back into the jar if I can. And then clean it up and put it away, because this is not a pen that I trust. But what a sweet little pen. It's too bad. In theory, I could work the tines to make them narrower, to make them push a little closer together. In theory, in practice, I still have too many pens to try out to be mucking about with it. Perhaps later. I did discover that one of the Estabrooks is completely sackless. I was working with its nib, trying to figure out what the hell was going on with it, and then realized that there was nothing there. I've flushed out as much of the old sack as I can, but I have a feeling I'm going to need some special kind of treatment to get the old fragments pulled out altogether. I don't know if there's a way to take the end jewel off those or not. But I went and looked at my watch list. My watch list was empty. I have not added a new pen to my watch list in 2 or 3 weeks, apparently. So I went and looked at some of my safe searches. I looked at new releases, new listings. And I discovered Saturday, oh my God, Saturday, midday Saturday is going to be either really expensive or really disappointing. Because there's like 4 or 5 pens, mostly Waterman, so I think there's an Estabrook in there too. I really like the Waterman pens. Waterman's pens are even better. Oh, yes, a pair of Hawks. I thought that's what was flapping about above me. Anyway, Saturday, I will be exercising my eBay demons. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.